Thanks for listening to WAER News on WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kevin Kloss. Upstate University Hospital will be offering nicotine replacement therapy to visitors to help curb their smoking habits starting next Friday. The hospital prohibits smoking within 100 feet of its buildings. Director of Employee Student Health at Upstate, Jared Bagatelle, says they used to give people information about how to quit smoking, but one encounter changed that.
So one day I'm walking past the emergency department, and there's a gentleman smoking, and I asked him if he was aware of our smoke-free policy, and he started to cry. And he said, I just need to smoke because my wife is in the emergency room now having a stroke. And at that moment, I realized what this gentleman did not need was a coupon for a salad or a soup. What he needed was compassionate care.
At the time, he says there was no other option. So Bagatelle decided to extend Upstate's employee nicotine replacement therapy to its visitors.
So we're hoping that offering this opportunity will not only allow them the comfort with the compassion that they need as guests here, but they'll experience nicotine replacement therapy perhaps for the first time, which may take them from an opportunity where they never thought about quitting to now, wow, I could do this.
They're piloting a 90-day program starting April 20th called Kick Butts, which will give people a comfort kit that includes 2 4-milligram nicotine replacement lozenges. Bagatelle hopes this will reduce the cigarette butt cleanup.
Last year when we did it, we walked around campus for 1 hour, and we collected 10 quarts of cigarette butts.
Bagatelle says it takes the average smoker 5 or 6 tries to quit successfully. He also thinks seeing people use e-cigarettes is harmful.
For those people who truly work here and are struggling with quitting smoking, seeing a visual of somebody putting a cigarette product type near their mouth is somewhat rude and literally in your face.
Find more on this and other local news stories at WAER.org.